And here's a news update being brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb area with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. Hi, good afternoon once again. I am Mac Kelly in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And here on County District Court, before visiting Judge Prill, Anthony Michael Lee was sentenced after pleading guilty to multiple probation violations that originally came from a sentencing back in March of last year that was tied to an animal cruelty case. That case involved Lee moving out of his house and abandoning his dog locked in the house until the landlord found the dog in severe condition, got it to Thumb Animal Shelter just in time to save its life. Lee admitted to leaving Michigan without court permission, failing to complete the Thinking Matters program and required community service, and failing to pay court-ordered fines, costs, and restitution. He said he left Michigan to seek family support and avoid homelessness with his children. Probation officer Jesse Ozentoski testified that permission to leave the state had not been granted, and discussions about Lee relocating occurred after he had already moved. Assistant prosecuting attorney Alexander Pahani argued Lee had made little progress since his March 2025 sentencing and noted an unpaid restitution balance of $840.50 owed to the Thumb Animal Shelter related to the abuse and neglect of his dog at that time. Defense counsel argued against jail time, citing Lee's remorse, employment status, and efforts to improve his financial situation. Judge Prill, after hearing that, Judge Ferris had ordered Lee in March of last year to pay a minimum of $25 a month to the outstanding financial obligations, revoked Lee's probation after finding it had not been successfully completed. Lee was sentenced to 60 days in the Huron County Jail with credit for 2 days served. The court ordered all remaining financial obligations to remain in effect. Lee has to report to jail by 4 p.m. May the 22nd of this year, same day as a scheduled motion hearing at Tuscola County Circuit Court Family Division. And now a story about a 72-year-old man in Saginaw County. Well, he's back behind bars facing multiple felony charges. Authorities say A.J. Strobel was lodged in the Saginaw County Jail as of yesterday. He's been charged with 10 counts, first-degree criminal sexual conduct, one of the most serious sex offenses under Michigan law. If convicted, Strobel could face a maximum penalty of life in prison on each count. First-degree criminal sexual conduct charges in Michigan typically involve allegations of sexual assault with aggravating factors such as the victim's age or the use of force. Officials have not yet released additional information at this time. And here's a local story about a sailor continuing a long-distance journey in his houseboat. It's across Lake Huron and describing rough conditions after departing Port Austin and arriving in Tawas Bay. His name is Captain Steve, traveling aboard his houseboat called Never Landing. Said the waves built steadily during the trip, reaching as high as 5 to 6 feet for several hours before easing closer to shore. He reported challenging navigation, saying he had to remain at the helm constantly to maintain course, and he was turned around multiple times by the swells. Originally bound for Harrisville or possibly Alpena, the sailor adjusted his route to the angle of the waves, choosing instead to head toward Tawas, where conditions were a little more manageable. He noted the waters calmed significantly shortly after docking in East Tawas State Harbor, though rough conditions persisted farther out onto the lake. We're going to come right back in just a moment after these words from Kohler Propane.
Do you have sticker shock? Don't be fooled into short-term new customer-only programs with national propane providers only to get sticker shock when the program ends. Think long-term with Kohler Propane. The goal at Kohler Propane is to secure the best pricing for all their customers. Don't settle for anything less than the best. And the best means Kohler Propane. Low prices and friendly service that you can count on all year round. Call Kohler Propane with locations in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis at 1-888-950-7975 for more information. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
A person has been killed after being struck by a plane on the runway at Denver International Airport during takeoff. The Frontier Airlines flight from Denver to Los Angeles reported the incident last night. Frontier Airlines stated that smoke was reported in the cabin, leading pilots to abort takeoff. Passengers were evacuated via slides and taken to the terminal. According to the airline, the Airbus A321 carried 224 passengers and 7 crew members. The National Transportation Safety Board had been notified and the runway had stayed closed during the investigation. Your news update is brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb area with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Remember now, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, always make sure you go to thumbnet.net.